On behalf of Honorable Dr. Vince Henderson, Minister for Foreign Affairs, International Business, Trade and Energy, the delegation of Dominica extend our profound appreciation to all who have contributed to the success of this process. Dominica is grateful to member states present today and those who participated in the meeting of the working group on 7th November. We appreciate your constructive recommendations and thoughtful engagement. We express our deepest gratitude to members of the Troika, Somalia, Kuwait, and Brazil for their invaluable support throughout the review. Special thanks are also due to the Commonwealth Small States Office, the Voluntary Fund, the UPR Secretariat. Your ongoing support, including targeted technical assistance, continues to provide essential support to states, such as Dominica, in fulfilling our human rights obligations. Dominica is proud of our many achievements in this reporting period, including the establishment of a national mechanism for implementation, reporting, and follow-up, the ascension of two additional core human rights instruments, the entry into force of the suite of family laws in 2023, and the commitment to ratify the Convention Against Torture by the end of 2024. While we acknowledge our limitations, Dominica is dedicated to upholding the principles and obligations of the human rights treaties of which we are a part. Upholding human rights in Dominica is not just a policy goal, it is a core commitment to the people of Dominica. This body's collective commitment to open and supportive dialogue in this peer review process is pivotal. Each recommendation will be reviewed and considered by all relevant authorities, and Dominica will revert with its position on each in due course. As we look forward to the conclusion of this process in February to April 2025, Dominica commits to make every effort to implement the accepted recommendations and to work closely with all stakeholders and international partners. Dominica welcomes the opportunity for continued collaboration within the Human Rights Council, the broader UN community, and with all our partners. Once again, Dominica thanks all parties involved in this process. Thank you, Madam Vice President.
Deseo agradecer a la delegación de Dominica por su